Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Dan Vogelberg bringing us back this, the Nexus. The song is called The Nexus. It's the first one on the Innocent Age album. Double album he produced a long time ago. It's still one of the best you'll ever find. Doug Obie is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com, and that's number three. Doug is the author of Money and the Human Condition. He's a certified financial planner. And I like when Doug joins us. One of the reasons, as I told you earlier, I like having him on the show besides him because he's so smart. But he thinks like me in a lot of ways on real estate. And, Doug, I was telling the audience that I encourage any small business owner to have a 401k, to have an IRA and all that. But long before... In my opinion, for most Main Street small businesses, long before, you know, where the founder plans to run the business till they, you know, till they go out one way or the other, feet first or head first, long before you have the extra cash to fund a 401k or maybe even an IRA, you have the ability to acquire real estate because you're in some kind of real estate, and you have the ability to buy the property you're in. And you're going to pay rent to somebody. Why not pay rent to yourself? And so long before your business will turn loose of those two nickels for you to rub together into a IRA or a 401k, you're paying rent to yourself, and amortizing
advice.
A mortgage and writing off the interest and before you know it, you've got some real estate that you can leverage. And I don't know how many times I've seen family-owned businesses where at the end of their career, the business wasn't worth much, but the real estate made them millionaires. What do you think?
That's probably the best advice you can give any small business owner. Because if you think about it, you can't buy a 401k or an IRA with leverage, right? So
that's right.
When you buy a piece of property, you're only putting 20% down. And like you said, you have to pay rent to someone. You might as well pay it to yourself. But you're actually owning 100% of something with only using 20% of your money.
Mm-hmm.
And that leverage over time will make you millions.
And you just the company pays the rent, and you make the payments, and you're servicing the debt. So before long, you're out of, you got no, every month that goes by, the rent puts a little bit more money in your pocket.
And it's inflation protected.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You know, if you're paying someone else, they're going to be raising the rent as you go. All right. So if you're raising the rent as you go, like you someone else would do to you, you're just paying yourself even more.
Well, and I'll tell you something. Go ahead.
And the value of the property is going to be worth more and more as inflation pushes everything up.
That's right.
It's a win-win.
And I'll tell you what else. Most of the people I know, when I said they got rich, maybe the business wasn't worth much. And that happens. Business cycles, everything like a business is like everything else. It has a life expectancy. So the business might not have been worth much, but the real estate was. And it wasn't just because they didn't just get rich because of the real estate that they were in. They got rich because they bought the contiguous properties when they became available over a 20 or 30 or 40 year period. And now, instead of having a 100-foot lot, 300, 200 feet deep, now they own 4 acres at a major intersection, and it's worth $5 million.
Yep. No, you can't overlook the stability of real estate over time.
Well, I'll tell you, I call it the stealth wealth maker for small businesses. I've written an article about this, and I call it the stealth wealth maker for small business, because It's just month after month after month. And the problem, the reason why I think it's so important, it's not just because I like real estate, Doug, even though that's a good reason. But it's also because you and I both know this. It's really hard for a small business to pull cash out of their business to put into a parallel retirement fund. And the reason I know that is because I've seen this all these years when I talk to small business owners, and I run one myself. It's hard to fund a parallel plan. It's not impossible, but it takes a while. You got to get the business going enough so that you can have that extra cash, because your business is always hungry for cash, isn't it?
Absolutely. But, Jim, if a business owner thinks about how he makes money because, for the most part, all right, because he has employees working for him. And he's doing more than he could do as an individual because of those employees. And therefore, he's leveraging, in essence, his abilities by managing those employees and his business.
Yep.
All right, so this is perfect. It makes perfect sense for a business owner to look at real estate the same way. When you buy investment real estate, you are managing tenants, but every one of those tenants is working for you, just mm-hmm. like your employees are.
Mm-hmm.
So it fits the mold of what small business owners are used to doing. The more you can leverage yourself, all right, the more money you make, the wealthier you get.
Yep. The other thing is, we go to a break here, that's really important. I don't know how many times I've gone back to a business and they weren't there. And what happened was, the landlord jacked their rent up and they couldn't pay it and they left. They lost
exactly
their location.
Right.
Well, if you own the property, folks, guess what? You're not going to kick yourself out. And don't minimize that as a reality. And if you have to lower your rent, if your business has a tough time, you go through a tough economy or whatever, you have to lower your rent, then you can do it. It's all in the family. Doug Obie and I will be right back. See you next. One can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.